This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm super excited. I'm a fan of this awesome leader, and a few reasons why. And some of you might not, it might be different than you expect, but Vern Harnish, he's a founder and CEO of Scaling Up and the founder of the world-renowned Entrepreneurs Organization, EO, which has more than 14,000 members worldwide. He founded and led EO's premier CEO program for 15 years, held on MIT's campus, a program in which he still teaches. He's the author of several books, several amazing books, over 850,000 copies sold, probably way more than that now, even since that was printed, including Scaling Up, Rockefeller Habits 2.0. Really excited to have him. Vern, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
You bet, Derek. Thank you so much.
Hey, there's a thread, the entrepreneurship side. Obviously, you are a rock star. I've been to the past several Scale Up summits before pre-COVID. I'm so excited for them to be live. The energy there is incomparable. I tell a lot of leaders, you've got to be at this event if you're in this range and you want to grow. It's such a concentrated opportunity to be around your peers and to learn from some of the best. It's amazing. Here's something I really like about you too, though, the thread that's really impressed me as a father with a 9 and an 11-year-old is each time that I've been to your events, I see how you integrate your family. And that's probably one of the things that just touches my heart the most and has, you don't know this, but has personally been an inspiration to me to include my kids into our business more. And so thank you for that. Yeah. I want to ask you, if you don't mind taking a couple minutes, because the thread of family is so big for you. You had an entrepreneurial family, you learned lessons from your dad, and then you've done all these amazing things, and you bring your kids in. Can you take a few minutes and just talk about lessons from family and how that has inspired you to do what you're doing?
Well, you know, child labor is a good rate. And I provided a lot of child labor. My dad had his company, you know, helping out on the sets. He was actually in the same kind of business. And then, so I thought, hey, I ought to carry it forward. And so starting at 12, and I've got four children, you've met all four, they're expected to come to our Scaling Up events and work the bookstore for which they get commissions. And what's been interesting is the competition among the children of who's been able to generate the most commissions. Clearly, my daughter has crushed my three sons, but she's crushed my three sons in almost everything. And I give I razz them about that as well. But it's given an opportunity to really travel. I think one of the things that was important, and I really picked it up from Richard Branson. You know, Richard's mother was very much into creating anti-fragile instead of resilient. If I hear the word resilient one more time, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. What we want is we don't want resilient families or companies. We want anti-fragile children and companies. Right. And so his mom dropped him off at one end of town and said, hey, make your way back. So when Jade was 12, and you're allowed to do that in Europe, she flew on her own from Barcelona, made her own connection through Frankfurt to get to that first Dallas summit to work the bookstore. And she only had a 30-minute connection in Frankfurt to get through security and back through passport control and to the gate. And you're unaccompanied as a minor at 12 in Europe. And that's one of the things I love about that culture is you can get on trains and do those kind of things as a young person. So we allowed our children to do it.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.